Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. I did a turn back Tuesday this morning. Did you see that?
I did not. What is that?
My brother and sister-in-law, Debbie, are in Florida with my parents. Uh-huh. And my parents must have a picture of the three of us. I think it's all three of us at like age, each of us at age 6 or 7.
So is that sister, you in the middle?
That's me, and my brother's on the
right. Look at how cute.
It's really funny. And so I saw it. I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't seen those pictures in so long. So I put it up. I forgot to put Turn Back Tuesday. I don't know all the little
hints. Oh,
boy. TBT. Sorry. I should have consulted with Hooman before I put it up there. But it's just so funny.
That's really cute.
Thank you.
Clarky Clark is my handle. C-L-A-R-K-I-E, C-L-A-R-K. Vin Hassan, Brinny Boy, Uzette, Hooman TV, follow us all. Vonda Wizard, or Vonda. Okay, let's give away some tickets. We have tickets for Florida Georgia Line with Dan and Shay, Friday, September 27th at Shoreline. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. We have tickets all week, and we have a pair for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. I'll crank this up. Call now. Hooman would love to talk to you. Don't give him any advice, though. He doesn't want any advice.
You're right about that. Back.
Just doesn't want to. If you start giving him advice, he'll walk out.
Unless you really know how to solve the problem, and then it'd be great. I mean, if we could just solve this problem once and for all, it'd be amazing.
It would be. I agree.
The last text, not helpful.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. The one Vinny read last. That one, not helpful.
Oh, Doc, did you look up Dr. Sarno's book?
I love you, Hooman. I love you, but you're dumb.
But did you look up the book?
No.
Well, how do you know it's not helpful?
Yeah, why don't you take a look?
It's like the worst text of all
God. Because, see, there you go. Don't offer him any advice. That's
Thank
all
you, sir.
Unless you know how to solve the problem.
Right, and then go ahead.
That last
one. R. Kelly. This guy. That guy.
Right, this guy. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
He is saying that the reason he decided to go on national TV to address the sexual abuse allegations against him is that his spirit wanted him to speak his truth. Yeah.
You know,
I wonder if his spirit wanted him to start crying and yelling and standing up and ranting and raving.
Where's that video of him boasting in the bar that he's been pulling this off for 30 years? And you know the one that I'm talking about?
Yeah, you do. You played it.
You played
it
for us.
He's like, you can't get me now. You know,
I already built my reputation.
Double
whatever.
Jeopardy.
I don't know. It was a weird one.
I beat my case.
It's like before the trouble really got thick. He was, you know, all full of himself that he's. Too many people love him. He's made too many great songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too many. Anyway, sources who somehow know and are selling their stories to others, including TMZ, say that R. Kelly sat down with Gayle King because he is in constant touch with his spirit. I don't know if this is like an invisible friend or just a voice in his head. And he listens to the spirit more than he does to the people around him. He also said he felt he owed it to himself and his fans to break his silence and tell his side. He went off the rails. These were his first public comments since being arrested on 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. He shouted in Gayle's face, exploded at the cameras, called his accusers liars. And they're saying here were his emotions on his sleeve. I feel like he took the emotions off his sleeve and started swinging them like a battle axe around the room.
Oh, it makes me cry. My heart's so big.
After that interview aired last week, some viewers said that is a total act. Some said he's having a mental breakdown. Others just took the emotional sound bites to make fun of on social media of R. Kelly, which is, you know, really probably the most productive thing to do. But TMZ says, we're told R. Kelly gives zero Fs about how he's being portrayed and can't be bothered by the public's reaction. That is not apparent from the CBS interview. Anyway, that's there's really nothing there except that it's isn't it fun when people are in touch with the spirit world? Seems like those people just get the best advice. Makes you really wish you were in touch with a spirit of some kind. Jussie Smollett, his case is going to cost him way more than just his gig on Empire. They're actually saying that his situation could bring the whole show down. Production sources are saying that there's really high anxiety now among the whole Empire cast and crew because Fox has yet to renew the show for its sixth season. And they expected to hear the news in January. I guess the first few seasons that they renewed it, they told them in January when there were still a few episodes left. You know, yes or no. Well, yes, every time, because they got renewed all those times. Although last year, I guess they didn't renew for the season that's running now until May. So, and that was long before the Jussie Smollett thing was going on. But they feel like Jussie and his case will be a factor in how things shake out. I hate to say it, but if anything, I feel like this is the first time I've talked about Empire in 2 years. You know, that was a show that started with a bang and yeah. Everyone was watching it. And I hate to say that this guy actually brought some publicity to the show. His character is not in the last couple episodes this season. I guess there are still a few that are going to air that have him in it. They were already shot. And mm-hmm. They're going to say, oh, he went out of the country.
Yeah. He's on tour somewhere.
Yeah, he's off on tour.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We still
haven't heard from him, though. The last comments he made are he's telling the truth.
And he's innocent.
He's sticking to his story. Okay.
Right.
And there was a story yesterday. You know how the little blurbs on TMZ from 2FAB? Yesterday, the brothers were saying, yes, it's true. That check was for training.
Right. And his lawyer, of course, jumped right. You handed me that this morning. So I just looked at that story.
Where we read so many stories.
Basically, the $3,500 check written to the Osundeiro brothers to pay for training program. They confirm that, and of course, his lawyer, Jussie Smollett's lawyer, is saying, yeah, that totally confirms what we've been saying, and it negates one of the strongest statements that the Chicago PD made about the case. The check was compensation for, quote, a training and nutrition program designed to get him in shape for a music video shoot. And so Mark Garagos is Jussie Smollett's attorney, and he's saying, well, what else did they get wrong? If they got that wrong, what else did they get wrong? Meanwhile, their attorney is now saying to say the check for $3,500 was just for the incident is not a full representation of what transpired. My clients had an agreement to provide personal training services to Mr. Smollett. To say the check was also intended for a favor beyond the training is an accurate statement. Okay. We'll see how it all shakes out when it gets to court.
Yep.
Hooray. Some tour news. Almond Betts.
Okay.
These are the kids of some of the, and actually.
Dickie Betts' kid.
Yep.
And which Almond?
Dwayne
was the guitar player.
So Dwayne Betts is the son of Dickie Betts, and Devin is the son of Greg Almond.
Oh, okay.
Also, there's a kid who is.
Now, wait a minute. So, Greg Allman had a kid with Cher,
Blue.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so that's
Blue.
Not this kid.
Where is that kid?
I don't know, but okay, so this is
how come
with
we
another.
Never hear about that kid?
I don't know, but
what
this,
the hell's that kid doing?
I don't know, but is
yeah. I mean,
Blue
you hear
Allman?
About Chastity or Chaz.
Well,
we did for a minute. Haven't heard from.
But what
him
about
in
Blue?
A long
I don't.
Time.
I always hear, you know, they had this kid together. Where is this kid? What's going on with this
but
kid?
But so, whose kid is this with?
I don't know. I don't know who the mother is.
That's what it is. I knew it wasn't just Blue. Elijah Blue.
And where is Elijah Blue?
That's a cool name.
It's a great name. Devin is the son of the late Greg Allman. Dwayne's dad is Dickie Betts. And they're also in the group is Barry Dwayne Oakley, the son of founding Allman Brothers band bassist Barry Oakley.
That's great. Good
so
for
two
them.
Two Barry Oakleys. So they're going to do theaters across the country, 10 major festivals. But really,
are they just doing covers of the Allman Brothers, or are they doing their own music?
They have their own record coming out. It's called the Allman Betts Band. And it is called Down to the River, the LP. I guess last year they did a, oh, I'm sorry, at the end of 2017, Allman staged a tribute show for his father at the Fillmore here in San Francisco. But they don't have anything really close to us. Garberville. Where's Garberville, California?
No idea.
At the Redwood Run. Oh. And then they're doing a festival in
up
Dana
north,
Point, California. Doheny Blues Festival.
Oh, that would be fun.
I don't know where
on
that
the beach
is either.
Where's Dana Point's in Orange County.
Okay.
Newport Beach area.
Garberville is around in Humboldt County.
Oh, so it is northern.
So Elijah Blue really hasn't done too much in the last few years.
Well,
has he ever done anything? I don't recall ever hearing a news story about Elijah
someone
Blue.
Someone is saying he's been in a goth synth band.
Of course he has.
Oh,
awesome.
Good for him.
But he's done...
Jane would know.
Yeah. Right. He's done things with 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh. Well, that's legit, right?
Corn.
Porn?
Corn.
Corn.
Oh. He's done porn?
Yeah, that too. So...
Hey, Garberville is 100 miles north of Santa Rosa.
Oh. Here's a picture of the two main dudes in the band.
That's cool. You know, they could probably just do their dad's covers and
right.
Look at them.
I know. They certainly
fully grown men.
Yeah, they're in their 30s. I guess
they
actually
dude's got gray in his beard.
They played, so maybe they're even older than that because they actually played together for the first time 30 years ago when they were like 9-year-olds or something.
Huh.
You know, they'd known each other.
You know, Dweezil Zappa tours the country playing his dad's music.
That's
his thing. He just plays his dad's and people love it.
He had a travel show for a while with Lisa Loeb too, didn't he?
I don't know anything about
that.
It's
a weird
never heard of it.
Combination of things.
He's a great guitar player though.
Nelly, TLC and Flo Rida are doing a summer tour together.
What?
You heard me.
That's right, baby.
And we do have a date for this. Let's see here.
We got tickets, Vinny, that we're giving away.
Yeah, we're giving away tickets at 8:00.
TLC comes on while we're watching Captain Marvel.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the background songs that's playing because they're full 90s.
Yeah,
Sin Waterfall.
I want to say it's this.
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that
as the car's driving down the road. And man, you're sitting next to someone and you're touching their elbow. And my chick is just like immediately gets the groove going.
She likes it.
TLC, everybody.
Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida. They're all going to tour together. We have a date August 30th at Mountain View Shoreline Amphitheater.
That sounds so fun.
Oh, you can
seriously
go to that?
It sounds fun.
And then August 31st, they're in Irvine at Five Point Amphitheater.
Get your cardio up.
Hey.
Yeah, you got to get it going. You got to get back to those Zumba classes, girl.
All right. That would require me leaving the house. I don't know.
We do have a pair of tickets to give away at 8, and they actually go on sale this Friday at Live Nation. We'll actually have tickets all week.
You don't want to be the lady sitting at that show, do you?
I won't be able to see anything. Everybody's going to be
dance
dancing.
Anymore. I can't do it. This is kind of a nice story about Kim Kardashian.
What?
Oh. Yeah, it's nice.
Boo.
This guy just got released from jail. And she is going to pay for his rent for the next 5 years. The guy's name is Matthew Charles. He'd served 20 of his 35-year sentence for a nonviolent drug and weapons charge. He was one of the first to be released under new prison reform laws. He had his housing application denied because of his background, so he didn't have a place to live. Sources say she heard about his story and wanted to do what she could to help, so she's going to help him find a place and pay his rent for the next 5 years. She heard the story through an article posted on Twitter. He was first granted early release in May 2016 by mistake. And then 2 years later, he was ordered to finish out the rest of his sentence. So, which sounds like he had to go back to jail last year. Maybe he just got released. I'm not sure. But anyway, he purchased a vehicle. He stayed with friends and was having a really hard time finding a place to live. So she reached out to Charles and his friend privately on Sunday and offered to pay his rent and help him find a stable place to live. He posted about it on Sunday saying, I just received the most wonderful news tonight that I just had to share with everyone. Kim Kardashian West heard about my situation, was moved, and has decided to help me. So that's what Kim Kardashian's up to.
Good for her.
I know. She's had sort of an interesting undercurrent lately with she's been fighting to get nonviolent first-time offender type people freed. She just got, I can't remember the woman's name, but she got her sentence commuted. She went and spoke to the president directly. Of course, he loves celebrities, so he let her come in. Sure, sure, Kim. Yeah.
What was that story? I can't remember.
The woman had, she was dealing weed out of her house or something, and she'd been in jail for years, and she was like a mom, and she got thrown.
An older
Alice,
lady, right?
Alice something, something.
Yeah.
And she went.
Let me ask you
a
question.
A case for her, yes.
Kim Kardashian, like, don't like, don't care.
People get really mad at us when we talk about her.
Very mixed feelings about all the Kardashians. Like, I have to admit that whenever there's a story about them, I have a weird fascination about it. I wouldn't say I like or dislike them, but I also wouldn't say I don't care. I just am.
Is there a D?
None of the above.
Strangely,
no
right?
Strangely interested.
I do have an opinion. I mean, yeah, I seem to have an opinion on all of it. But I mean, what don't I have an opinion on? But
can't quit her.
Yeah.
Can that be D?
I definitely don't care to like meet them or know them. They're not like the celebrities that I fall in love with that I'm like, I know I could be their best friend.
I have like dreams all the time that either they're my cousins.
Oh,
oh my Lord.
Or I'm really good friends with them. I had one just Sunday night. I remember yesterday morning.
You
got to
get off
you.
The Valerian root tea, girl. That is weird.
No, that's been going on for couple years now that I dream that I'm like really good friends with them.
Huh.
That's funny. Yeah. I used to have a lot of David Letterman dreams and I've had Howard Stern dreams.
Oh, funny.
But no Kardashian dreams. I look forward to it. I look forward
to having
some
Kardashian. I don't even care very much about them. Yeah, we talk about them on the show for, you know, we have time to fill.
Right.
But
we do have 4 hours and, you know.
And there they are.
We don't want to talk about politics.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this is where I come to escape from that for the most part.
Oh, by the way, that lady's name was Alice Marie Johnson.
Okay.
That Kim helped out.
Conor McGregor.
Mm.
He's been arrested again.
Yep. This,
you know, he just got done with his probation. So he's actually lucky that this incident didn't happen 4 days ago because that would have been it. He would have blown his probation and had to serve jail time. The probation was for when he attacked a bus and threw like a chair through the window and hurt some people.
He threw a dolly.
Oh, a dolly.
And it was the Russian guy's posse.
Right.
The guy that kicked his ass.
He wasn't
happy. Say the guy's name.
I don't have his name. Hold on. Do you want me to try that? Am I really bad? Oh, that's right. It was that name I couldn't say.
Yeah.
How do you say
the name?
Nurmagomedov.
Anyway.
Khabib.
He's been arrested. This time for smashing the phone of a fan outside of the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami Beach. About 5 a.m. Monday morning.
5 a.m.
The bar closes at 5 a.m.
What I'm thinking is, look, that's nothing if you'd been asleep all night. But if you're still out at 5 a.m., yikes.
The owner of the phone was walking out of the hotel at the same time as Connor. The fan attempted to take a photo. Connor slapped the phone out of this guy's hand, causing it to fall to the ground, and then he stomped on it several times. Then he picked it up and walked off with it. The whole thing was captured on surveillance video.
Of course it was.
He's been booked for robbery / strong arm and criminal mischief of over $1,000. He's being held, or actually he's been released since, but he was being held on $12,500 bail. They're saying here it's unclear why he was outside the hotel at 5 a.m., but it seems that there's a club there called Live or Live, L-I-V, and... Or actually, could that be Roman numerals or something?
Oh.
54?
Club 54?
Oh, no. I guess.
It's okay.
Or it could be
just
live.
Say, just,
could be live.
Just go around it.
And that
the club.
That closes at 5 a.m.
The club there, right.
It appears that he went back to the home where he's staying in Miami, and the victim filed a police report.
they knew where Connor lived, huh?
They went to his house and arrested him just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening.
Oh, so he got to sleep it off at least.
Yeah, he did, sure.
Good.
He's been in South Florida over the last few days with his girlfriend, Dee Devlin, and their son, Connor Jr., and other family members. I guess they're just vacationing there. I don't know. His mom's birthday. they're celebrating. He had rented out the Versace mansion for the blowout.
Oh, really?
Didn't they shoot some of that show at the Versace mansion?
Yeah.
So,
you mean the one about him getting killed?
Yes. Yeah. It was just on.
Andrew Cunanan.
Yeah, they're saying 5 days ago, very, very recently, he completed his entire probation for that Dolly case, the Dolly attack case. He did 5 days of community service at churches in Brooklyn. He just completed an anger management class. Clearly working. That's working.
He needed more time to process it.
I guess so. They're saying that if he had done it, he not only could have served time, he could have been deported.
Oh.
He posted bail at 8 o'clock yesterday, and his attorney said, last evening, Conor McGregor was involved in a minor altercation over a cell phone that resulted in a call to law enforcement. Mr. McGregor appreciates the response of law enforcement and pledges his full cooperation. Okay. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Kissing.
Oh, I love kissing.
After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. It's supposed to be partly cloudy today, but it's very, very clear in downtown. The sun is up.
I'm looking at the extended forecast,
hey,
and we're okay for, we've got like 5 days of sort of clear, maybe some partly cloudy. There is outside, like at the back end of the 10-day forecast, there's a little bit of possibility for rain.
Do you think I can take my outdoor cushions out?
I think if you do that, you'll just ask the atmospheric river to come right back through here and pound us hard.
But it would be so nice to sit on my porch.
You want to go right back to Pound Town? Is that what you're asking for?
I don't want to go to Pound Town.
You want that?
I don't.
All right, then. Knock it off. Just wait.
Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, we have your chance to win tickets to see Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida at the Shoreline Amphitheater in August. We'll have tickets all week, and your first shot is coming up.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can find everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All of it. You want to know more about Jane? It's there.
When Google needs to know something, they ask us.
Right. RadioAlice.com. That's the spot. Check it out, please. So this is breaking news, and I had this story up on my...
breaking news.
On my pad, and I couldn't
BANN
find it.
In full
in time to...
in full bloom? I don't know.
Shucks, I can't find
Darn
it.
Darn pads,
shucks.
Huh?
Anyway, y'all, they're great, except that it doesn't hold a story. I can't mark a story and be like, stay there, and then
still
keep looking.
Still has to load and write.
But here's the breaking news.
All right, tell me.
We know that the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets, two of them, they're barely in circulation. I mean, there's a lot of them, but they just started flying in like 2016.
Right, they're not
old. According to the wiki page. These are newish planes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we know that one last year crashed in Indonesia with over 100 people killed, and one crashed Sunday with over 100 people killed, and both crashes were very similar. Nosedives, couldn't pull out of it.
Just after takeoff.
Everyone dead, right. So these planes are flying here in America, and they're flying elsewhere in the world. According to this breaking news, when the UK announced a ban on all Boeing 737 MAX jets this morning, some of the MAX jets were already en route to land at UK airports and travel through UK airspaces, and at least two of those flights have been turned back.
Oh.
As in, don't bring them here.
Right, because we're not going to let you take off with them.
So, and again, these planes are flying here.
Right, so far Feinstein, we're not banned.
Dianne Feinstein has called for them to be pulled.
Right.
We've said we're not, apparently the FAA has not called for them to be grounded and says these planes have been in use now for a while and we believe in them. Dianne Feinstein has said, get those planes out
of
here.
We need to check on what's going on. I heard something about there's some like AI adjustment that gets made if the nose goes up too high, or and they're saying that might be part of the problem, but you know, nobody really knows.
Well, and you'd think
they'd want to do a full diagnostic.
The move is to err on the side of caution.
Right.
You know, one of the things that's super interesting in these times is that on Twitter, people are calling out directly, tweeting the airlines saying, you're taking these planes down, right? And it's so funny to watch the airline PR department go back and forth.
Right.
With directly with people who are saying, you need to ground these.
It is an interesting platform.
It's just a customer.
Right.
That's telling them what to do. And you,
or not even a customer, just a random person on a public platform.
And they realize they have to
respond to that
correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'll bring the news to you in the next, as soon as it comes across.
Right.
But if they do ground these planes, then everyone has to be okay with the fact that your flight just got canceled.
Mm-hmm. Unless they have some plane they can sub in.
Which you'd think that that's certainly better than crashing.
Uh-huh.
But we are...
I prefer that to crashing. Even though I am put out by that.
Right. Well, we're a society of endless bitching.
Mm. Oh, my God. We love it.
And then bitch, and then bitch some more. So
feels good.
The
you know?
Second they ground those planes, people will go, oh, great. Now I'm in the airport all day. Blah, blah, blah.
And another reason for costs to go up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were saying yesterday most of the planes are like 30 years old.
Well, I was telling you, I read a book called Airframe, and it's about the airline industry and that these planes that had been in use had been in use forever, mm-hmm. long periods of time. And it would frighten people to know about that.
Right.
That, you know, if you...
As long as they're not resorting to fixing them with duct tape, I'm pretty much okay with it. I do feel like those are, you know, we certainly don't go through a checklist before we get in our cars in the morning.
Now, my dad worked in the airline industry his whole life. Mm-hmm. He never hesitated to get on a plane.
Right.
So for him to... And he worked in... Was he the chief inspector?
But he was a mechanic, right?
He, started as a mechanic and rose and worked his way up. He ended up in management and was like the chief inspector for Alaska Airlines or something. And so when stuff went wrong, he was the guy who had to go out and figure it out.
Right.
Or one of the guys, I should say, because the FAA, he also had to work with the FAA. Right. But I'm just saying someone who knows the insides and outs of the business never hesitated to get on a plane.
Right.
Not once.
Felt
he
was
like,
safe.
Let's go. And put us on planes.
Right.
So.
If you had reservations, you'd think that at least you'd keep your family.
Right.
Safe.
You guys drive. I'll meet you there.
Mm-hmm. I'll fly. No problem.
Over the weekend, a flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had to turn around and return to the gate. It seems a woman on board forgot her newborn baby at the terminal.
That
in
seems
the airport.
Like quite a thing to forget.
She left her kid in the boarding area. It's not clear if she had other children with her or how she got distracted. That would make the most sense, though, that she had multiple kids. And
or was traveling in a large enough group that she thought someone else had charge of the baby and they thought someone else had charge of the baby. I mean, that's, I guess it's possible if you're traveling with like a large household.
She didn't realize
it. I was thinking like a nanny or something. Yeah. You think everybody thinks the other person has the baby.
Right. She didn't realize it until they'd already pushed back from the gate. Some reports say the plane had actually taken off before she realized the baby was missing.
Oh.
But it looks like the plane was actually just taxiing to the runway.
Okay.
Either way, planes don't usually turn around because someone forgets something at the airport. But in this case,
a
it's
human
a bi-
being,
it was a biggie, right?
Right.
It was a 10-hour flight.
Oh,
that they were going?
Yeah, from Saudi Arabia to the Philippines.
Wow.
There's audio of the pilot talking to ground control, and they said, please repeat.
child?
Yeah. Then they cleared him to turn around, and that's not clear how long the flight was delayed, but they did return to the gate, and the baby is fine.
Aww. Oh, thank goodness.
It's a close one.
It is a very strange thing to think that somebody...
Well, imagine you're the lady.
Right.
And the flight goes 10 hours. and you've got to get on the next flight back 10 more hours, and that's if it's immediate.
Right.
Which it wouldn't be. Nothing's that convenient.
Never. You have at least a day to wait before the next trip to Saudi Arabia leaves from the Philippines.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I love questions. You know me.
How many people have you kissed in your life? We're not talking about a peck or a hello to your brother,
John.
About
making out.
Yeah, we're talking about real kissing.
100.
Oh, that's it?
I don't know, really. I mean, there's
no
way to...
There's more people. You have a longer list of people you were intimate with.
Oh, you're crazy.
What?
Please, my 30 people. Are
oh, my shit. God! So we're just not telling the truth anymore on this show.
That's what we do
exactly.
Here.
What?
I'm looking at you. What do you mean, what?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
Guess. How many people have you kissed in your life? Because 5% of people asked. This was a poll of 7,500 Americans. 5% said, I've never been kissed.
Oh, wow.
4% said, I've only kissed one person.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I don't know. 70, 80 people?
Sure about that?
Yeah.
All right.
You're not sure. You said 70 or 80. That's not a
well,
sure.
No,
at least
that's...
I got, you know, close to my number, Sarah, like yourself.
Well, listen, I could see that your number for one-nighters while you were touring with that band would be greater than the number of people you've made out with, possibly.
No, I definitely make out with
people. Oh, you make out with people
sure.
You do?
Sure.
There's always that.
No,
first, you got to round first base.
Sure.
Okay.
Good. Gotta run the bases.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I think I definitely want to kiss a person I'm gonna
consider
doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Helps get it started.
Well, and I like to do that throughout. Mm-hmm. I always come back to the kiss.
Mm.
Don't you don't?
Mm. Sometimes.
Yeah, I come back to the
kiss. Yeah. Anyway, 13% of the people polled said 2 to 4 people kissed in their life. 16% said 5 to 10. 13% said 11 to 20. 11% said between 20 and 50. Mm. I'd say I'd fall right in there. 20 and 50. I've definitely made out with people that I didn't bone, though.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my God. I've made out with so many people I didn't bone.
And that one girl, I made out in front of her house. And
on the Porsche?
No, that was
no,
one
no,
he
no.
Did.
I
he
boned
her.
That was my girlfriend. No, the girl, I told you guys this story that I was making out with her, and it was like our fourth date. It was the best night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're out in front of her
you
house, and then
home.
She's like, all right, good night. We made out
Brina.
For...
Like, well, she did confirm it years
what?
Later on The Secret Show that she actually...
You know what I thought of, too,
night
that
for
night?
Her.
Yes.
Do you know, Seinfeld, how Elaine would say... He's not sponge-worthy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she'd hang with someone, and she'd do stuff with them, but she wasn't willing to use... That's what I thought of.
She
I thought...
use up a sponge.
So this girl's, like, down to make out with me, but she's just not down to do me. Yeah. All right. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. That was a fun night. We'll just chalk it up to that. And that was the last time I called her.
Or, I mean, we found out that that was the case, but what if she just wasn't ready yet?
Well, then Vinny was sick of waiting, and he was
well,
moving
no,
on.
But I okay, so, you know, we should have talked about that. There should have been some...
Yeah, you should have called her after that.
What?
Instead of not
oh,
calling her.
Oh, put it on me.
Yeah,
whose
that's
side
right.
are you on?
Yeah.
Lizzie?
Yeah,
I'm
what
on the girl side. I'm always on the girl side. Poor thing.
I know.
Poor what if, thing.
What if the next date was going to be sponge-worthy?
Yeah.
4 dates?
That's right. Some people, not me, but some people do that.
Yeah, some people wait.
Yeah, we're not talking about 4 days. We're talking
dates.
About 4 dates
yeah.
over
yeah,
the course of
dates.
A month.
Dates. Yeah.
How
yeah.
grown-ups
well,
can't get together all the time
your timing
right away.
Was all wrong, I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
That fourth date was just, you know.
That was going to be it. She had it all planned out.
A good
well,
night?
No, I'm saying that was like the fourth date. So, you know, how many dates do you go on?
I don't know. Is there a set number before I have to bone you? I don't
no.
think so.
Rude.
Yeah. God's presumptuous.
Well, let me just say this. The it was pretty hot and heavy in the car.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, then why didn't you just think to yourself, I'm going to give this another shot? You just weren't that into her.
No, I was.
I don't know.
You
can't,
no, you weren't. If
you,
you
weren't.
You
really
can't
call
imagine
her back another...
how into her I was in that moment.
Yeah, in that
so
moment.
Into
and then you
her.
Drove away and you're like, Well, she didn't put out, so I'm not going to call
him.
Yeah,
whatever. He feels all insulted.
Yeah. I wasn't insulted.
He was. He bitched all the way home.
He's all blue. Yeah.
Blue is right.
Yeah.
You're not
kidding. Well, he must have taken care of that on the way home.
Yeah,
you know
Vinny. He did.
Can't
15% of people have kissed more than 50 people in their life.
15%.
That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The survey also found people in the Western U.S. are least likely to have never been kissed.
No.
It's the Midwest, right? It's winters are hard. Mm. Anyway.
That's so sad that some people just never been kissed.
That is sad. Kissing's sad. Awesome.
Yeah.
You ever see that Drew Barrymore movie, Never Been Kissed?
No.
So cute. It's adorable.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Who was their co-star in that? Is that the movie she did with Fallon?
Do you remember that movie? No, that's the baseball movie. Do you know that movie, Never Been Kissed?
I do, yeah, yeah.
Who's the guy in there, the leading guy? It's such an adorable movie.
Did she get kissed at the end?
At the end.
Michael Vartan.
Oh, Vartan.
Who?
No, it's David Arquette.
Or David Arquette.
Oh, David Arquette is her brother. David Arquette plays her brother. Okay. They go back to high school as adults.
Michael Vartan. Then.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you,
it's
Bern.
Really cute.
You're welcome.
And then Lily Sobieski and Molly Shannon and Jessica Alba and John C. Reilly and James Franco are also on it.
Wow. What a cast.
Star-studded.
I'll have to watch
that. And Gary Marshall.
Did you love that movie?
It's not memorable for me. Like, I'm looking at this cast going, I don't remember one thing from this film.
Little rom-com.
But the thing is, that's all Drew Barrymore does is these romantic comedies.
True, but like, she's very good at it.
The one that I liked that she did was 50 First Dates. I thought that was charming.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the one, I think it was called Words and Music and Lyrics with Hugh Grant.
Nobody knows that one.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. I like that one.
Music.
I might have that one wrong. That might have been somebody else.
I think it is somebody else.
But see who it is.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-36. It's the same number you call it, but you can text us.
Yep.
Here's a rare photo.
Yeah, it's Hugh and Drew.
Apparently, there's a picture next to difficult in the dictionary.
Oh, and it's human.
Say that.
Wow, you guys really thought that was funny.
It's super cute the way they did it, Umi.
It is cute. So it's difficult. You know, it just looks like just a legit dictionary entry. It has the pronunciation underneath.
Stop laughing.
There's a picture
it's
of
so funny. Look at the
don't
picture.
Don't laugh at that.
I'm going to post this.
Don't post
I'm
it.
I'm going to.
Don't post anything.
Adjective.
I love it.
Needing much effort or skill to accomplish, deal with, or understand. Quote, she had a difficult decision to make. Synonyms, hard, strenuous, arduous, laborious. Laborious, sorry. Tough, onerous, burdensome, demanding, punishing, grueling, backbreaking.
Ooh.
Exhausting, tiring, fatiguing, wearisome. Oh, that's funny. That's great. I'm going to post that.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's awesome.
No, it's not.
It's really well done.
Go to my Clarky Clark Instagram.
Let me send you the actual image so you can.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
What'd you say, Brian?
650 says, morning, I watched that movie last night. My son really liked it, and I did also, but so depressing. That must be the one with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, right.
Which I finished last night. She's excellent in it, and you don't know that she's got that in her, because it's all serious.
Right.
But she does really well with that role. The movie, on the other hand, Winner's Bone is probably the bleakest movie I've ever seen. It's nowhere near like that.
Yeah,
it's bleak, like you just go, oh, this
sometimes,
lady's life.
Like over the top bleak is one thing. Sometimes it's just depressing.
Yeah, like her life. She just no friends. Aww. Can't. Well, but it's her fault. She's doing it to herself.
You do it to yourself. It's true.
What's it called? What's the movie we're talking about called? Can you ever forgive me?
Yes.
707 says, if you haven't read The Outsider by Stephen King, give it a go, Sarah.
I read it. Yeah, I liked it.
That is a killer book.
All those books are great. I can't think of one Stephen King book that I was like, nah, I didn't like it. I mean, I gave up about 5 books in on the Tower books. What are those called?
That's right. The Dark Tower. I haven't finished either.
Yeah. I got the Song of Susanna, and I sort of fell off halfway through that one. I just never went back.
I really feel like, where are we going
on
that book? Everything else I've enjoyed all the way through, but that one I'm just like,
And even the first three on that one, I was way into. Yeah, I love him. I have to say, I think he's my favorite author.
Stephen King?
And
I can't.
You know who else I love? J.K. Rowling. I think she's great. Those Robert Galbraith novels she wrote, those are excellent.
I agree with you, but this is the way Stephen King is. I could tell you why I know he's your favorite.
Okay.
Name me an author's books you've read more of.
Oh, there are none.
Right.
It's possible. I don't know how many are in the Ender's Game series, so I've literally read everything that guy ever wrote.
Ender's Games?
Ender's Game is the one book everybody knows, but there have to be 50 books in that.
They made 50? A movie.
Yes, because they take different characters, and then there's different parts of that universe that could. I mean, I don't know how many there are, but there's a ton of them.
650 says, How does Hooman have a bad back? Isn't he the guy who preaches yoga?
It's an old football injury for the millionth time.
Ow! Oh, boom. Oh, my aching back. My aching back. No modern medicine for me.
Please, he loves it. We are so focused on him, and he loves it.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Go ahead and ignore him.
That hurt. Oh, that's better than the... Ouch. He doesn't eat nuts anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. So now when you play his Iranian music...
Oh, play the crack and it'll be his back.
With the back cracking.
He quit the nuts?
Well, he's on... I guess they're inflammatory. I'm not sure. Was that what it was, Hooman? He only eats this sort of gelatinous soup now out of a cup.
Oh, like bone marrow? Is it the bone marrow?
The bone marrow soup?
No.
What is it?
It's like potatoes and garlic.
He also eats a baked potato every day. He bakes it. Do you bake it?
I do.
It's just a plain baked potato, and he eats it like an apple. Just brings it, you know, he can't put anything on it, but he just sits and, like, there's always half a potato sitting in the counter on there. I'm like, what is this? Oh, it's a half a potato with all teeth marks in it.
All right. That's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
I'm going to start with Game of Thrones.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.